Hello and welcome to Agents of Narrative, our fifth episode. Things have been a little bit topsy-turvy with interview episodes coming out before and blah, 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 blah. But yes, this is Agents of Narrative and I'm your host, Damien Gibson. This is the episode where we review some things, usually a whole bunch of music, a couple of TV shows for you later on in the episode, and then some recommendations of just cool stuff that I've discovered over the last month. We'll start with some music. First song is from singer-songwriter Jenny Lewis, co-founder of Rilo Kiley, indie pop maestros over the last sort of 20 years or so. Jenny Lewis is someone that I came across, I mean, just so much of my media diet comes from the comedy Bang Bang universe. Like, it's just amazing when I look at what I sort of read and watch and listen to on a weekly basis. So much of it comes back to Scott Aukerman's podcast. Jenny Lewis is someone who is sort of associated with comedy Bang Bang. She's been on comedy Bang Bang. I know she does a lot of live stuff with those guys at Largo and stuff like that in LA. This song is country-ish. And touches on a lot of themes that I think people around my age, you know, late 30s, early 40s, especially during the pandemic, can relate to. Let's have a little listen to it. And I'll talk to you guys after.
My 40s are kicking my ass and handing them to me in a margarita. I was infatuated with an older man, and then I dated a psychopath. So I'm 44 in 2020, and thank God I saved up some money. Like a shot of good luck, I got a puppy in a truck. If you feel like giving up, shut up, get a puppy in a truck. I don't fuck with Mopar, Tesla, or Ford. I'm a Chevrolet Angel Lord. Trading my 64
cute song from Jenny Lewis there, Puppy in a Truck. Probably not something that I can relate to as far as the truck is concerned, but the puppy I genuinely can. I tried to have a quick look to see what was happening as far as an album or anything coming out, and I got nothing. But anyway, that song's on all the streaming services and stuff, and I'm sure if you follow Jenny Lewis on those services, you'll be able to find out when that song comes up. High School are a band out of Melbourne who have signed to Dalliance Records and starting to make a bit of a splash in the UK, which is super cool. It's been a little while since I can remember an Australian indie band getting some traction on, you know, Radio X and NME and stuff like that, and these guys are doing that, which is awesome for our scene over here in Australia, but just for guitar music in general. These guys are I can hear The Cure, I can hear bits and pieces of Brian Jonestown Massacre, Cocteau Twins, shoegazy type things like Ride and Slow Dive. It's really pretty, really beautiful. I'm expecting big things from these guys. I only just started, and I can see a very bright future for these guys. Let's have a quick listen to their latest song, Jerry. So it's a taste of Jerry by Melbourne's own high school. I always feel a bit Molly Meldrum doing that, but makes me feel a bit gross. Not that Molly's gross, just, you know. Anyway, I suppose that's what I decided to do on this podcast, right? Anyway, they're great. They have an EP out called Forever At Last EP, which you can get through Dalliance Records. Support your local bands, kids. And I would get onto these guys while you can, because Britain are lapping them up. So, yeah, which always seems to be the way bands have to go off and sell themselves in another country to come back and sell tickets here. Anyway, next up, we are going to hear a little something from Holly. Holly are another Australian band that are doing some great stuff at the moment. They have a new album out called Hello My Beautiful World. And really enjoying what Tim Carroll and Oscar Dawson are putting out in the world. Pretty interesting working relationship that the two of them live in different states. And just, I love hearing stories where people work remotely. I think it's the future, and even with artistic endeavors, you know, work shouldn't have to mean that you can't be where you want to be. Anyway, that sounded a lot more selfish and first world than I thought it was going to in my head. Anyway, these guys are doing awesome stuff, and we are going to hear I See You by Holly.
I dream of you, you dream of me, out where the highway meets the sea. I hear the city's beautiful. I have a friend, she said it's cool if we stay. I dream of you, you dream of me. I lie awake sometimes and think of all the lives it could have been. Is there a way we could have made something? But you can't live like that in the past. When you run it back, it's a trap. When you catch yourself in the cracks, and you know you can't double track. When you live like that in the past, when you run.
There's a, I think there's a tendency as you get older, when I listen back to these episodes, I feel like I'm absolutely preoccupied with my middle age, but there's a tendency to just dismiss new music, and it's kind of half the reason why I wanted to do this podcast, besides the fact that I love the sound of my own voice, is to force myself to listen to new music. When I don't do that, I get quite a bit of anxiety about it. I need to know what's happening. What are people doing? Is there still good music? And High School and Holly, coming across those two bands in the last month or so, makes me so happy that, you know, I mean, of course, there's always going to be good music coming out of Australia, but it's so nice to be able to, one, discover that music, and two, put it on a podcast that you guys are listening to. So, these guys are great. They have a tour happening. I don't get paid by anyone to spruik these bands, by the way. It's just out of love. Just want to put that on the record. They have a tour, a national tour that starts in March next year, finishes in June, going across all states, including Tasmania. I'm just looking for a WA. Well, not Western Australia. Sorry, Western Australians. But every other state. you can go to hollyhollymusic.com and book tickets there. It's brought to us by our good friends at Triple J. Check out Holly Holly, man. They're doing great stuff. I expect them to eventually hit the skies and go and play overseas as well. And I think they'll do really well also. Next up, we have a song from Wallows. Wallows are a band from the United States of America that have been around for 4-ish years and have released an album and a couple of EPs. Really indie rock, which, as listeners to this podcast will be aware, is something that I am obsessed with. Their latest song, I Don't Want to Talk, is just a really... It's 3 minutes of really poppy, jangly pop with a harmonica that doesn't annoy me. It's something that hit me while listening to this song. Of like, there are a lot of... even with Beatles songs where the harmonica will come in and be like, oh, man, I don't... I think that's instrumentation for instrumentation's sake. Anyway, I really like this song. Let's have a listen to it. Yeah, so that's the new one from Wallows. They've got their sophomore album. Can an American listener explain to me what all of that's about, sophomore? I know it means second, but why? Is it? I think it's something to do with college or something, right? Or high school or something. I know I could look it up, but it's just easier if you guys tell me. I'm an old man. I'm not, you know. My time's limited. I'm precious. I don't have time to, I've got to play Football Manager and there's a whole bunch, and I should probably hang out with my girlfriend from time to time. Anyway, so there is a second album on its way. The band don't really want to talk too much about it, besides the fact that it's being produced by Ariel Ratshed, and that dynamically it'll be slightly different to the first album. Okay. Anyway, I really enjoy that song. It's a nice boppy song to put on in the morning while you're drinking your coffee. Speaking of old men, Grant Lee Phillips is... That's such a horrible intro. I'm sorry, Grant. Has a new song out called All That You Can Dream. And of course, it's a beautiful piece of dream pop from Mr. Phillips. Let's have a listen to it now and then we'll have a chat about it. And then after that, Song of the Month. Thank you. Granley Phillips, just, man, his voice is just so special. It has a otherworldly quality to it that's just completely takes me out of my day when he comes across my headphones. And it's an interesting relationship. I mean, Mockingbirds was a huge hit in the mid-90s and was kind of, I mean, such an amazing song that I was always like, oh, I really like Grantley Phillips or Grantley Buffalo or whatever he was doing. And then pre-Spotify, pre-sort of streaming, you know, it's that thing of like, oh, well, I like Grantley Phillips, but maybe not enough to buy records or to keep up with him. It's just sort of, you know, you would see the stump, you know, an album had been released. Like, oh, I should check that out. And I never would. And it is one of the great things, you know, I mean, it's a double-edged sword, music streaming programs. I get that. But one of the pluses of it is just being able to check in so easily with an artist that is this good. And it gives you more of a incentive to check out more, you know? So anyway, I really love that song. It is I'll just have a quick check here. Yeah, just the single at the moment, All That You Can Dream. But again, jump on streaming services and check out what you can from Grantley Phillips, because you will not be disappointed. Hopefully you won't be disappointed with our next song, which is Song of the Month. This is a band called Cheekface that I keep ear bashing anyone who will listen to me about this band. I feel like they could be as big as Pavement or Weezer. I feel like they, two of those bands are huge influences on them. Also Talking Heads-ish, but lyrically, I mean, these guys are, it's some of the sharpest, funniest lyrics I've ever heard. I love this band. I mean, the likelihood is, they seem to keep releasing a new single every month as well for the last year and a half, and it's been one of those things where it's like, I'm so happy that you guys exist. You are keeping me afloat here. Anyway, this song is called TED Talk City. I'm going to play the whole thing because it's great and I think you guys should hear it in its entirety. Then afterwards, I'll come back, keep talking about how much I love Cheekface, and then we'll talk about a couple of TV shows.
I'm at the Sharper Image, I'm at the Brookstone, I'm at the Indiegogo. Meet me in my office in Space Base Mountain. Parsley, sage, rosemary, and cilantro. You blinded me with Scientology, kind of bad magic. A former wonderkin with resting sad face. A busted Keystone pipeline of unlisted voicemails and social debt, South Dakota Airbnb with the Lord. I'm coming out of my grave, and I've been doing just fine. TED Talk City, improve your life. 0 days without an injury. Dog Pet City, improve your life. It's at the bottom of a bag of coffee beans. What was so bad about the ground? You had to cover with fake grass. Broken printer, improve your life. How hard is it to wash your hands? I take the fifth, I take the 69th, I take the 420th, I take the 311th, the resurrection miracle, or just a large piece of trash. And what is Macklemore doing here among the undead? God bless you, Dr. Lexapro. God bless you, Dr. Tylenol. There's no ramen in the afterlife, it's just noodles. Everyone in the will call your name when your order's up restaurant is named Greg. In Social Death, South Dakota, Airbnb with the Lord. I'm coming out of my grave, and I've been doing just fine. TED Talk City, improve your life, 0 days without an injury. Dog Pet City, improve your life, it's at the bottom of a bag of coffee beans. What was so bad about the ground? You had to cover with fake grass. Broken printer, improve your life, how hard is it to wash your hands? I'm coming out of my grave, and I've been doing just fine, but I would like a snow cone. Life comes at you slow. I'm coming out of my grave, a spiritual gaucho. Can I get an espresso? Life comes at you slow. TED Talk City, improve your life, 0 days without an injury. Dog Pet City, improve your life, it's at the bottom of a bag of coffee beans. What was so bad about the ground? You had to cover with fake grass. Broken printer, improve your life, how hard is it to wash your hands?
Man, I love that band so much. I just spent a lot of money importing one of their albums called Therapy Island from the States all the way over here to our little island we call Australia. They're on tour in the States. If you're an American listener, I know we do have some. So yeah, go check them out, man. They're fun live. They're just such a great band. I want them to be huge. Speaking of huge, buildings can be huge. Is that a good segue? I'm talking about Only Murders in the Building. It's a show written by Steve Martin, and John Hoffman, or created and written by Steve Martin and John Hoffman, starring, Steve Martin, Martin Short, and Selena Gomez. It is a, the log line is three strangers who share an obsession with true crime podcasts suddenly find themselves caught up in one, but that doesn't grammatically make any sense. Anyway, these three live in the same building. It's not called the Dakota Building, but it is definitely the Dakota Building in New York, which was where John Lennon lived and where Yoko Ono still lives to this day. No Yoko in this show, unfortunately, but we do get a cameo from Sting. This is going to be one of those reviews where I essentially say just watch it and not really give you much else to go on besides that. It is a murder mystery show, but it's much more than that. It's very funny. It's quite wholesome. It has a really nice message in there about finding a family when you're struggling. I know that's a theme that is mined relentlessly, choosing your own family, friends as family, blah, 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 blah. But because of the age of Steve Martin and Martin Short, that is visible, you know, it's a visible medium. You can see that these are guys that are in their late 60s, early 70s, especially making friends with someone as young as Selena Gomez. There's something quite nice and touching about that. And even though she's kind of relentlessly teasing them throughout the show, and they are buffoons, so they deserve it. It's a really endearing relationship between the three of them. And Martin Short and Steve Martin are great. I had watched their special together, and they sort of joke at the beginning of that special that it's they've got like an hour's worth of material for 2 hours. And that kind of was a good review for their own show. This is not the case. And what I really did appreciate about this show was that, look, I'm not a massive true crime fan, and I don't really watch a lot of police procedurals and stuff, so there may be people who watch a lot of that stuff who would disagree with me, but I found the writing of this very fresh, especially considering it was someone in their 70s writing it. It wasn't a hero's journey. I know I bang on about this a lot on the podcast, but I'm just so sick of it. I am so sick of seeing the same script being written over and over and over again. When someone who didn't go to screenwriting school writes something but still understands story structure and how to keep people hooked, this is what happens. And it's brilliant. And it's interesting as well that Disney Plus is slowly sort of becoming the streaming service that I... Them and Amazon Prime are probably the two streaming services that I'm using the most. And I never thought that would be the case. I don't particularly want to be giving huge amounts of money to Disney or Amazon, but they are creating some good content. And we'll talk about some of the content on Amazon in a sec, but I cannot recommend Only Murders in the Building enough. I need to thank my girlfriend Kelly for forcing me to watch this. She's very good at that. She'll come across stuff that's really great, and I'll be like, typical kind of dude stuff of like, that looks like it's for girls. And then I watch it and immediately fall in love with it. My sister, who is a true crime nut, loved this show, watched all of it in one day. So, I don't want to say anything really else that happens in the show. I mean, it's an ensemble cast. Obviously, I mean, there's three main antagonists, but there's a lot of other characters in the show, and everybody just puts in a great performance. It seems like everyone wants to be there. They love the show and give their all for it. So, check it out. Only Murder in the Building. Really interesting ending as well. Especially when you take into consideration what I was talking about, you know, sort of just the same script being written over and over and over again. With a lot of film and TV at the moment, this is very interesting. So anyway, go check it out, man. You will not be disappointed. The other TV show that I was talking about was McCartney 321. I think I've kind of recommended it in the past. I don't know if I've done a full review. I finally finished it. I did this weird thing where, for some reason, I just thought there were 5 episodes of it, and didn't. So watched 5 episodes in a very short space of time, and then was like, "Oh, there's another episode here." Look, I am a Beatles obsessive, and Paul is my favorite Beatles, so it's you're going to be pretty hard pressed to not impress me. But what I did really love about the show is they picked the right person to host it. In Rick Rubin, who is obviously a Beatles obsessive, but also knows his shit about music. So, I would go and check that out. It's done supremely well, and is kind of just a sort of rambling chat about McCartney's career. And I think at this stage in his life, it's really cool to have something like that, but also quite important as a touchstone for later on when we don't have him around to be able to tell us about what it was like to be in the Beatles. And obviously I think it's a bit of a precursor to whet people's appetite for the Peter Jackson Get Back film or special or TV show. I'm not quite sure. I think it's a film, but I'm hearing different... I heard it was 3.5 hours long, which for me, fine, great. You know, I could legitimately watch the 50 hours of footage that Peter Jackson was given. Both of those shows on Disney Plus are worth checking out. Look, we're at 30 minutes, so I might just jump in the recommendations. My recommendations are both on Amazon Prime and are TV shows as well. The first is, I'm not sure if I've mentioned this before. I need to actually start building a spreadsheet of what I have and what I haven't, because I don't want to become repetitive. But Bosch is a detective procedural that's on Amazon Prime. It's based on the Harry Bosch books that came out in the 70s, early 80s. Great. Just really well-written, smart detective procedurals that are set in LA and Las Vegas. Just finished season 2, so I've watched season 1 and season 2 in the last couple of months, and I just love it. And it's kind of converted me into watching cop shows. Because I was always very closed-minded about them. But if you like detective shows, I would definitely check this one out. And it's the production values on it are really good. we don't get a lot of films made around these sort of topics anymore. It's all kind of superheroes and what have you. So if you're looking for just sort of a smart detective show, I would check out Bosch. The other show that I wanted to recommend is a show called Star Trek Lower Decks. It is, I feel like maybe I've recommended this before as well. But anyway, if you, there's new listeners to the show, so we'll just mark it up to that. season two, I just finished of Lower Decks, and I think it's hit its stride a little bit. I think season one was a little bit, it was good, but, you know, a lot of TV shows, they just, it takes a while for the cast to kind of hit their straps and stuff. This is an animated Star Trek show, and it's a comedy as well. So, look, I just really enjoy it. It's the kind of thing that I'll throw on in the background while I'm watching dinner. Again, a lot of comedy Bang Bang slash UCB alumni on the show. Ben Rogers, Ryan Stanger, Eugene Cordero. Oh, God, man. There's Tawny Newsom, who's the main character. Yeah, great. Really well written. Really, really funny. 20-minute episodes. Yeah. And it's on Amazon Prime, man, which is like $6 a month or something like that. Yeah. But anyway, look, I'm going to leave that there for you guys. So I'm hoping that we'll go back to regular drops this month. So yeah, we'll have an interview that will drop at the end of November. So like in about a week and a half's time. And then we'll have the... maybe I'll do it the other way around, because it makes more sense to have the review episode at the end of the month, right? So maybe we'll keep doing it the way that, I'm doing it. Anyway, I'm not going anywhere. There's more of you listening all the time, which I really appreciate. Agents of Narrative charted in the Good Pod charts during the week in three different categories, like arts, music, and indie. And we're in the top 10 in all of those charts. So that's because of you guys listening and sharing. And I just can't, I'm just blown away. So thank you to the artists who allow me to put their music on there and not sue me. I appreciate that as well. yeah, but look, we'll be back in a couple of weeks with an interview episode and then a review episode next month. But just, hey, look, the best thing to do is follow us in your little podcast player there, and then you'll never miss an episode. Thank you for listening, guys. I'll talk to you soon.